Welcome back here. We're here in an all-new Smart Lesson. It's great to have everybody here on the show. And I'm going to pass it to one of my co-anchors there. And do we have any news, Jason?
Today, there's a SIG alert on the 405. You're going to want to go ahead and take surface streets, try Sepulveda, or the canyons. Back out to sports with Sean Hayes.
What's your sports, Sean?
Does anybody want to guess my middle name?
What are you doing, dude? You're supposed to be the sports guy.
Sorry.
You know, when someone throws you the ball, you don't drop it.
Well, I could talk about traffic. I don't know about sports.
Well, that's the joke, dingy.
Dallas Cowboys and the Bears are playing this Saturday.
Okay, welcome to SmartLess.
Okay, well, we're just talking about how Sean is the problem. We never have this issue when your guest or my guest. It's just we always start right on time. But whenever it's Sean's guest, there's always nonsense.
But it's not me. I'm always on time.
No, but it's your vibe. Yeah. It's your vibe for sure.
Yeah, things are just disorganized in your life.
You know?
No.
And it's...
They're not.
Like his answer is just no.
No, they're not. But wait, I want to say about where we're all going tomorrow. We're all going together.
Yeah, I heard. So
yes,
Willie,
we're going to
the Hollywood Bowl to see Amadeus live.
Well, I'm very excited you're coming. Are you going to be? No, you're actually fairly cultured. You're sneaky cultured.
Of course I am.
I was so shocked because it's Amadeus live, and I texted Will. I was like, I already know the answer, but just so you know, we're all going. I can't imagine you want to go. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so excited to go. I was like, really? Awesome.
So listener, what this is Hollywood Bowl out here in La La Land is this big place where the outdoor air, where the orchestra
is
plays.
Is La La Land just a fun way you say Los Angeles?
Yeah.
No, okay.
They should name a just movie that. So what they do is each summer, the LA Philharmonic plays the Hollywood Bowl, and then the winter they go inside. But during the summer, they play the Hollywood Bowl, and then they run three movies each summer, or three or four. And they drop a big screen down, and it's usually some big, huge cinematic film that's got a big orchestral score. And they drop the music out, and the symphony plays the music while they still keep the music or the dialogue and the sound effects.
Here we go. They play live the music while we watch the movie.
That's it. Got it. I mean,
sorry, listener. I'll send each of you your minute back.
17 hours.
But what I'm trying to...
Sometimes it should be... The listener should know that sometimes when we're in a social setting, and Sean, you know what I mean, I'll look over at Jason, I'll see him talking to somebody, especially somebody who's new to our circle, and I'll see him talking about what they do, and I'll be like, this person is really struggling. But they're also a big Ozark fan, so they're willing to put up with it. So they're like, Jason's super famous, so I'll just do it anyway. Yeah, fuck me, this guy. Get to the fucking point.
So I'm excited.
But Jason, I should say this. Also, I'm glad that Jason's driving because I'm going up to Jason and Amanda's and I'm driving with them. I'm their kid.
Well, you're
night.
Glad I'm driving. Why? Are you going out tomorrow night? You're just going to get all banged up?
No, just so that you and I can, because I don't want to deal with parking at the bowl. Like, that was one of my big thoughts.
Yeah. Well, Sean was nice enough. Now, listener, you should know that Sean has gifted us these tickets because he's a very generous man. And that there was parking with it was another step that I didn't think you had. But
no, I'm excited to go. By the way, the other thing I forgot to tell Will, Jason, was... my massage in the Bahamas. I can't believe I haven't told you about the massage in the Bahamas.
Who, me or Will?
Oh, sorry. Massage in the Bahamas. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, you said that a little quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I thought it's almost like you... Well, I'm not going
to
say it.
No, but I've never had this happen to me in my entire life.
Well, you've never... Okay, yeah.
No, so we splurged. We're like, hey, let's get massages. So I had this woman who was very, very strong, a lot stronger than I am, and she... wasn't doing anything crazy or questionable, but she
until
got
she
my, she was you know I was on my I flipped over I'm on my back and she's doing my leg and just rubbing right up against my penis and my balls.
Well, just, now let's be a little bit more specific here. She wasn't rubbing up against
her hand was on him.
Yeah, she gave you some brush bys, right?
But she gave me brush bys, but literally like no. She didn't give a shit about anything. She's just rubbing right next to it over and over again. And it's growing a little bit.
Hmm.
And so I thought, well, I don't want to give her the wrong idea. But anyway, it was almost like medical. Like, she didn't care.
Like, sat up and went, I'm gay.
Yeah.
I think she knew that, and that's why she was giving you the drive-bys.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that, and she had just worked on my wife, so she knew that maybe she ought to mind it. With her, with you, she didn't have to worry
she
about
it. She was safe zone.
She thought, there's no way this guy's going to be offended or aroused or anything like that. And then, sure enough, here comes your...
But if you're rubbing up against it, wouldn't you be like, maybe I should switch my hands around?
Maybe she's dead. Maybe the back of her hands are dead.
How about you not get an erection? Okay.
I know I started.
Does Scotty know that you were aroused by this
woman? He was right next to me. It was a couples thing with another woman doing it.
Okay. I'm glad you brought this up because I want to bring this up. Yeah. As you can imagine, I take issue. I feel like every week's just become me with my grievances. But
we are thinking about a new title.
The couple's massage? Nobody wants that. That's the worst idea.
Well, no, I didn't. That's just the way
I want
it was set
somebody
up.
Hearing me, because this is what I do. But sometimes when I'm getting massaged, I'll be like, like catch myself.
What was that? Yeah. What sound was that? What did that mean?
Like falling asleep at like the point where I'm like,
I do that too.
And then you're slobbering and stuff. Who wants to do that next to somebody else? I think the couples massage is way overrated. And then we offer couples massage. That's a deterrent.
It's a deterrent, especially when you're laying next to me. And I like to give a lot of feedback because I feel bad that they don't know whether they're doing good or not. And so I do a lot of...
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do not.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh.
That's creepy.
A lot of stuff like that. And whoever I'm partnered with, oftentimes it's my wife, they get upset because I'm disturbing their experience.
Oftentimes.
Oh, that's got it. I do a lot of those. Oh, that's got
it. This is a great transition into our guest.
I do it like real cutesy though. Oh, look what you're doing.
Oh.
Look what you did.
Good for you.
Look at you.
Oh, are you generous? Oh.
Okay, here we go. Our guest today is a very close friend of mine and also good friends of all of ours, actually. She's an extremely gifted actress, having won an Oscar fairly recently.
What?
But I swear her voice is almost as busy as she is. It's everywhere. You hear it in DuckTales, Finding Nemo, The Addams Family, Minions, Over the Hedge, so many documentaries, medical commercials. Her voice is fantastic. Also, it turns out she was actually a very serious figure skater in real life. I can't wait to ask her about that. The first few years of her career were spent with roles in tiny plays, and she was ready to quit numerous times. We've all been there. Until Aaron Sorkin...
I've got
saw
it.
Her in one of those tiny plays.
I've got
called
it.
Called her to audition for a tiny little show called The West Wing. Please welcome the absolute best in the world.
Ever
it's Allison
in the
Janney.
World. Oh. Listener.
Oh my God, I was so nervous I was going to have to look at nothing.
Listener, she's got this great, like, what do you call that kind of hat? She's got a hat with a big feather on top.
It's a pillbox hat with an ostrich feather, probably not a real ostrich feather, so everybody calm down. It's not a real ostrich feather.
And a veil.
And there's some netting in front of your face. What's that called?
It's a veil.
It's a veil.
It's a veil with dots on it, so it looks like I have big black acne, but I don't know what.
Moles.
Like big moles, beauty marks.
Beauty marks.
I'm just going to pull these down for a second to pull up my veil and put these back on. I just wanted for effect you to see what I just came from to come to talk to you three handsome gentlemen.
You just came from this place?
Hold on.
All right, go ahead. Take it.
Now, I can't hear what you're saying, so go ahead and say something.
Nasty.
Mean.
Wait, look at you. Oh, my God. Look at you. Look at you.
Okay.
You look stunning. Wait, why do you look? You look stunning.
Okay. Well,
where did you just come from? Awake?
Well, very good. Yeah.
It's
a funeral scene. And I'm doing that. You had Kristen Wiig on the program not too long ago. And
yeah.
That show we're doing for Apple. It's an Apple series as yet. It's an untitled project. And we're doing a funeral scene today. And this is a 1968. Palm Beach. This is what a lady looks like at a funeral in 1968.
Does your character have to cry at this wake, or were you happy about the death?
Okay, so that's why I chose to wear these.
So you don't have to cry.
So you don't have to cry. Yeah. Dark sunglasses.
Yeah. So actors are lazy, guys. We're all very, very lazy people.
It's hard. I'm in a wool dress. It's outside. It's hot. It's hard.
Are you in California?
I am in California. Okay. I'm right now in a base camp with all the trailers in a parking lot.
Oh, you're in the trailer.
I'm in my trailer. Yeah.
Look at that pop out. She's got a nice one there.
Near the, yeah. It is a very nice trailer. It's the nicest trailer I've ever had. I usually get, I think when I did your movie, Jason, I was in a honey wagon.
Well, wow. You can cut that
Hang
out.
Hang on a second.
It's easy to cut that out.
This is a shot that's well worth taking. And let's explore
so, Tracy, a honey wagon is smaller than a regular.
Didn't you tell me that you took a pee, washed your feet, and brushed your teeth all at the same time, right? Isn't that how small it was? Hey, so now are you one of those actors? Have you ever had them blow the camphor into your eyes so that you can get some tears going?
Yes. Yeah. A certain amount, and you know what? I did a movie with Toni Collette called The Way, Way Back, and she can bring the emotion like nobody's business. And she had to do it over and over again. And at a certain point, she was like, bring it in. I can't do it anymore. And I was like, thank God. I was so glad to see someone I respected so much do it because you should be able to do it.
So listener, this little trick here, Tracy, is a tube filled with like menthol crystals in it. And the makeup artist will blow through one end.
You're ruining show business for a lot of people right now.
It irritates your eyes so much that you start to cry. And then they go, okay, quick, roll it. And
tell them how the sausage is made. Are you crazy?
I once made the mistake of having them do that when I had my contacts in, and a crystal got under my contact. And literally, the director was like, "Please, you can't be that emotional."
Jason, have you ever done it? Like, have you ever gone on set and actually blown people?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? Oh,
sorry,
wait.
I'm still trying to get a soundbite out of you. I'm trying to get a gotcha soundbite out of you.
Wait, Allison. Okay. So wait, I did not know a couple things about you, and I've known you for 75 years. I didn't know you really were a figure skater. I had no idea.
I can't believe you didn't know that. That's like,
well, how's you guy gonna know that?
It's such old.
It's never come up.
Came up at the junket for iTanya, right? Which
that's
we were
where
not at.
We met. Jason and I met at the junket for iTanya. I mean, not iTanya. Juno. That's where I first met you and fell in love with you. And Sean, I fell in love with just all throughout our
red
converging
carpets.
Careers doing our during you know West Wing and Will and Grace.
Right.
And Will, do you remember where we met?
When we fell in love.
Yes.
Vamp.
Where?
Will.
No, wait. Where
Vamp.
Did we meet?
He doesn't remember.
He didn't even try.
I'm really sad.
Rude.
No. Wait.
Jesus Christ.
I only met you once, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah. Show him a picture of your child.
You're
Allison.
Not going to remember. It's okay. And it may not have been you. I might have been wrong.
It might have been Patrick Wilson.
Oh, is that who you get?
Do you ever remember? You've been to the Soho House in New York City, right?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Well, it was a long time ago, and I met you there at the bar at the Soho House. I was there for my birthday, and you just happened to be there, and I met you.
So it was about 20 years ago, 25 years ago? Was he drinking?
Probably
20 years
ago. Not 25, but like at least,
25?
30?
15?
20?
20? 15? I don't know, but I interrupted because we were talking about skating, and I did.
I know. I was. Are you sick of talking about it?
No, it's okay. I don't mind talking about it because I did want to go to the Olympics. That was my dream as a young girl. I was a great athlete in school. I played field hockey, lacrosse, ice hockey, everything. I'm very athletic.
Wow.
And I decided to, I know why, because my father was in commercial real estate in Dayton, Ohio, and Kentucky and Cincinnati, and he owned a building that housed an ice rink. So I got, my little lifetime membership card and got free ice time. And all of a sudden, I just became infatuated with skating. It was literally, it's the only time I've ever been, when you're so excited. I was so excited to put my skates on, I could hardly get them on fast enough to get out on the ice.
Really? And were you, I bet you were great.
I was very graceful, but I'm very, very tall. So
you're tall.
Ice skating, figure skating is an acrobatic sport.
Yeah.
You can't. You know, I can't get this 6 foot frame three times around triple. You know, I should have been an ice dancer. That's what I should have been.
But something happened when you were a teenager that made you stop. I read or something. We don't have to talk about it.
You mean when I almost died? That is not what you're talking about.
Great, Sean, you're the fucking best.
You mean
Sean, you're the greatest.
That she almost died.
Well, why don't we talk to her about some of her relationship failures?
I didn't know that.
And then we'll roll into politics and religion. Sean, can I talk to you for a second?
What is the
How about the outfits, Allison? Tell us about your favorite
Hang
skating
on a second.
Outfit.
Hang on. Let her answer this part first. What happened?
I'll just say it's a story that anyone who knows me well knows the story. So I'm surprised Well, two of you don't know this, but I
don't know.
I went through a plate glass window when I was 17 and like lost three quarters of my blood. I almost died, and it was pretty frickin' traumatic.
How did you get through that? Why did you go through a window?
Did you not see it?
I
for fun, Jason goes for fun.
No, but I mean, it's those horrible, you know, at a party when someone goes walking right into one, and usually they bounce off of it. But you went through it.
I did. What I, you know, the awful part is there was a game going on with and the girls, the couples, and the girls had balloons tied around their ankles, and the object was to pop everybody's balloon, so you were the only couple left with your balloon unpopped.
Yeah.
And I was cheating because I had a strapless long gown on, and I tied the balloon up around my knee so no one could get pop my balloon. I've been a cheater. I'm such a cheater.
Sure. Well, it takes a lot to admit that. But so.
Now, wait, how does it send you through a plate glass window, though?
Well, then someone who was trying to pop my balloon kept furiously trying to step on my balloon instead, stepped on my dress, and it ripped and fell off. And I was there. It was a party with parents and kids, and everybody was there. And I just graduated from high school, and my dress was falling off. I didn't have any bra on. It was a strapless dress, and I'm a very small-chested woman. And so I held the dress up, and I ran to get inside. And there was a porch with, you know, some doors open, some closed.
And you ran right
in. And I hit it, and then the glass fell on top of me on my leg, and the band was playing right next to me, and I was like, keep playing, don't play. I was so embarrassed, and then I turned around, and I said, oh my God, I saw blood all over my finger and on my neck and everywhere, and I said, I'm supposed to scream, and then I am going to faint, and then I'm going to die. And that's what, as my actor's head was like, these are the things I'm supposed to do right now. I'm supposed to scream and faint.
Right.
And then, you know, it was like a Fellini movie or something, being on the ground and seeing all these people with cocktails and cigarettes leaning over me, looking to see what was going on with my blood. And people, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so you couldn't skate anymore?
No, not my skating, but, you know, it was good. I was not meant to be a figure skater at all.
What about that injury wrecked your skating career?
Well, I lost an artery, a cut tendon in my lower right leg,
good
and my
God.
Foot doesn't work so well anymore.
Oh no!
And you couldn't walk that off.
This is why we hired Will Arnett. It was real. It was cheap, and he keeps it light. And we will be right back.
Thank you to Organic Valley for supporting the show. I'm just finishing up a little cottage cheese here. See, the thing is, I'm always on the hunt to find the best dairy products. But so many options out there. Which one do you choose? With Organic Valley, you can feel good choosing their dairy products. Their products are ethically sourced from small family farms where cows spend lots of time grazing outside on organic pasture. Organic Valley dairy doesn't come from those big factory farms. Their farmer families are real people who care about people, animals, and nature. It just tastes better. You can taste the organic. For me, look, I'm a coffee guy, okay? Guilty as charged. Every morning, I do the same thing, which is I come downstairs, I make my coffee, and the thing that this so important ingredient is my half and half. And I just happen to choose Organic Valley half and half even before they started supporting the show. I mean, talk about a match made in dairy heaven. And I also happen to enjoy their eggs and their butter and their other products too. So I was going to say, so sue me, but so don't sue me. When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you enjoy a great tasting organic dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals they call it home. And do not ask me to convert that to hectares. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop.
Hey, Smartless listener, we get support from Viator. You know, Scotty and I took a vacation many years ago. We geeked out because we liked the movie Amadeus, and we went to Austria, and it was fantastic. We went to all Mozart's kind of hangout places, and I know, total nerdville, but it was pretty cool, and I absolutely loved it. It will always be one of our favorite memories of vacationing. So maybe one of the most perfect experiences we've ever had traveling. And so next time you're looking to plan the perfect trip like that, an experience, check out Viator. Viator is a tool you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world. Their app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in. Feel better about your travel decisions by checking out real traveler reviews to get the inside scoop from others who have already checked out the experiences. Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if things aren't going as planned. Plus, free cancellation to help you plan for the unexpected. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get to the chopper. I'll be back. Listen, I gotta tell you, of all guests we've had on SmartList, I don't know if we've had a bigger icon on our podcast than Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, what a treat it was talking to that guy. Arnold is an inspiration, from having reached the heights of bodybuilding to then conquer Hollywood and become a global movie star. Oh, and for his third act, he oversaw the world's fifth largest economy as governor of California. The man has truly done it all. In our interview, he shares the secret of how he's able to accomplish what he puts his mind to, what motivates him to keep working out all these years, and the extreme generosity that he received after arriving in America. You gotta listen to this episode to hear what it's like to be Chris Pratt's father-in-law and how Arnold's first comedy, Twins, has made him more money than any other film he's done. Hint, he's also a great businessman. Give it a listen if you haven't. Bye, Seps. All right, back to the show.
Wait, one time my sister was out here visiting.
Oh, God, it never goes well when it starts with one time, my sister. Okay, go ahead, man.
We were at a stoplight. One time I was with my sister at a stoplight.
Got it.
In Century City. And we're watching this girl, she must have been 14, 15 years old, rollerblade.
What?
And it was on a long hill, and she couldn't stop herself. Mm. And you know when you see something. And she rollerbladed right into a movie poster and the glass complete at a bus stop, and the glass completely shattered.
No way. No, what was the movie? Do you remember?
Here comes a joke. This better not be a joke.
No, I don't remember the movie. I don't remember. It would be better if I had the movie ready, but I think it was like, you know, Chipmunks, something about the Chipmunks.
Shattered glass.
And
was she okay?
So we ran over there to help her, and yeah. She was like,
"Bet you did."
My sister couldn't stop laughing. I was like, "Oh my God, this poor."
She turned and said, "Tell the band to keep playing."
No, she ended up being totally
Everybody
fine.
Everybody does that when they have this. Their first instinct is to tell the band.
My sister was laughing only because she knew she was totally fine. Because my sister was a cop, and she was like, "Oh, the girl's going to be totally fine." It looked way
Tracy
worse.
Tracy was a cop?
Yeah.
Tracy's a cop, yeah. Yeah. Wow. We learned that. Learned that very late. Well, yeah, we were on stage for that.
We learned that when she hogtied Bateman in the back of a van. Hey, you know, Allison, you know, I don't want to. I did a little figure skating in my time as well.
Here we come.
You did?
I did, as part of the cinema. I made a figure skating picture called Blades of Glory.
Yeah, he did all of his own skating, and
I didn't do all my own skating. I didn't do all my own skating, but of the four. Of me and Farrell and Amy and John Heater, I did the most of my own skating.
Wait, okay. did you learn to skate just for that movie, Will?
No, he's Canadian. No, dude, he came out with skates.
Okay, you play hockey, right, Will?
Yeah. At a very high level. Go ahead, Alice. Well,
goalie, so it wasn't a lot of skating.
Wait, isn't that weird that all that figure skating, I mean, I can't be the first person to say this, and then you win an Oscar for a movie about skating. I mean, it's just crazy.
It's crazy, Allison.
It's nutty. It's just nutty. I couldn't believe it. And I actually got my skates back out and got on the ice, and I thought that my character might put in a little scene where she skated, and so you saw that, you know, she wanted her daughter to succeed where she had failed.
And then that part was so great. Did you come up with the bird and the oxygen tank, or was which one was? Because I'm obsessed with that role.
I tell you, I've never smoked so many cigarettes in my life, and every scene I kept saying, maybe this scene she doesn't smoke, and Craig Gillespie, the director, was like, no, you're smoking in every scene. And then we get to that final scene with the bird, and the bird handler was like, you can't smoke around the bird, you're not allowed to. And Craig was like, oh yes we are, we're smoking around, like there was a huge fight about it. And I said to the prop guy, I said, do you have one of those things, those you know, things you stick in your nose, in the canister, the oxygen. And
The oxygen tank, yeah.
Yeah, but it can't, what's it called?
He's like, yeah, I got it on the cannula. Truck.
And he did, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly, Jason, that's exactly what he said. And that's how that came about, that of course it made sense that my character would have emphysema after smoking for...
Yeah.
What about Craig Gillespie? That guy, what a genius.
He's amazing.
I would love to work with that man.
But I got to say, Jason, you've been one of my favorite directors too. You are... There's no one more fun to watch on a set than you. You love, I mean, at least it seemed to me, you love being in that position. And
I love it so much.
You just are able to handle anything that comes your way. I had so much fun working with you on that. Listen, you guys, why don't we all do, I propose that we all do a sitcom. I know you guys were talking about sitcoms recently on this podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's make news right now. Okay, so what would the concept be? How could we best utilize what the three of us do and you do, and what would that concept be?
Let's
I think you're already halfway there with the outfit on right now, the funeral outfit.
So I'm a boxer, right? I'm the young.
You being a luggage porter at a hotel Allison owns.
I own the hotel.
She owns a hotel, and she's got the three of us working there. Will, you're doing a lot of luggage carrying.
You're in charge of VIP relations, Jason.
Thank you.
And perfect. Sean,
I'm valet. I'll do the
valet.
Jason's like the maitre d'. I agree. So, and then
wait, listen, you're still in the luggage department.
Sean, what are you?
I'm the valet.
Wait a second.
What's a valet do? You mean the car parker or the guy that's taking care of
park cars.
The concierge stuff?
No, I park cars.
But you fill in wherever it's necessary.
Sometimes you're
on room service duty or you kind of jump around.
It's a multicam. You got to be at the front desk. We have to have the front desk and concierge desk. Sean, you need to be front desk and Jason, you're concierge. I'm sorry. I have to recast.
I do like Jason as concierge.
Let's put Sean with an old-timey operator board where he's got to plug in the little phone lines and stuff.
We can't get cameras in there. I can't get Shimada in there.
Wait, Will, what did we decide you were?
I'm the bellboy because I'm real young seeming, just very sort of boyish.
Yeah, well, the big back.
Go ahead.
I feel
like I'm cutting people off. They want to agree with me. Go ahead. Who wanted to?
No. So, Allison, we get Burroughs to direct it, right? You think we can make his deal?
Please. I've never worked with him. I want to work with him so badly.
You've never worked with James Burroughs?
No, I've never worked with him. I'm sad about that.
Didn't do any Moms.
No Moms.
Who did the Moms?
Mom. Jamie Widows, the fabulous Jamie Widows.
Love
did.
Jamie
oh, my
Widows.
God. We love Jamie Widows.
I
love
the best.
Jamie.
He's just...
Okay, so, but wait. I want to talk about your career because, like, I've heard you talk about it before, like, the agonizingly long kind of, you know, slow start in your career and what it took for you to get to where you are. Talk a little bit about that because up until West Wing, I mean, did Aaron Sorkin really see you in a play and just go, oh, that's her for West Wing? Is that how it worked?
No, I think he's, I wasn't given that part. I was up against a lot of very talented ladies. But I think what sealed the deal for me is that Aaron saw me in Primary Colors.
Oh, yeah.
And he's such a Mike Nichols fan, as am I. I love Mike Nichols so much. He was always so generous with me. And he put me in that movie. And that pratfall I did was a big... That just won me a lot of points.
I love that. Now, did you, like, are there roles you were up for and didn't get along the way? Or even now, looking back, you still wish you would have gotten them? Or does it all make sense now?
Boy, there's a lot there.
Yeah, I mean.
I was trying to think of a joke. Like, you guys always think of something. I was like,
no, hold. No, we don't.
It's hard when Sean throws as much crap at the wall. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, so. I auditioned for the part of Roz in Frasier.
Oh, you did?
My dear friend Perry Gilpin got that part.
Oh yeah, wow. You're both fantastic.
And then I auditioned for Third Rock from the Sun, and Kristen Johnson got that part.
Wow.
There were a lot of things I didn't get, and then
you would have worked with Burroughs on both of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about
that? Oh, I didn't know he was.
But think about all the things. Think about
all
the
things. Maybe he doesn't like me.
Think about, yeah, well, there you go. Think about all the things you would not have been available for had you booked one or both of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I know. I think it was meant to be that West Wing was the one that was meant for me. I mean, as my friend Dulay Hill says, if it's not yours, it can't be yours.
Mm-hmm. I got to write that down.
He doesn't sound bright.
No, he says it better than I just said it. If it's not yours, it can't be yours. I don't know. It's some way of like, it's just,
it's not meant to
it's
be.
Okay. Everything's going to be all right. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen.
Put it this way. You didn't have to hear like toss salad and scrambled eggs all the time. You know what I mean? You got a freebie on that. What a bonus. Toss salad and scrambled. You know what I mean?
Okay. Growing up, your parents, when did you go to the Royal Academy of School, whatever, for theater?
Academy of Dramatic Arts. Wow. I went to the Neighborhood Playhouse in New York City, and they gave me a fellowship there to study at RADA. And it was so funny. I go all the way there, and my teacher's American, and every student in the class is American. So it was a great experience, but it seemed kind of funny. I thought I was going to be there with all
I
the...
I did a summer program at RADA when I was 18, yeah.
Did you have a lot of Americans in your class, or was it a lot of Brits?
Was it dance or mime, or what were you doing there?
Do you guys want to see my dance belt? It's all I'm wearing.
It's flesh colored.
It's all I'm wearing. No, for theater, yeah.
What Shakespeare monologue did you do, Will?
Oh, I think I did something from Lear, I guess. From King Lear.
Will.
Oh, wow. I thought you should have done Lysander or Demetrius or something from Midsummer.
I'm trying to think. Sorry, what's that, Jason?
When you're done, I want to talk about you've done Shakespeare, ?
Well, no. I mean, I did it she was there for real. I was just there for a summer doing a program there.
No, my thing was a summer thing, too. It wasn't a whole, it was like 6 week, 8 week.
And you know what? Here's the thing that really stuck out for me. One was I had a teacher there who kept saying, Something to the effect of like, hit the back row, back row. And I was got it. So shout. And then the other one was, what was the guy's name? He was this is like 1987 or 8. And I did, all the stage fighting stuff. That was fun.
That's right. Did you do sword fighting epic?
Yeah. So, which I still do a lot of that.
So wait, but then didn't you do boarding school? Was that before the Royal Academy? After
it was
the
different.
Royal
Academy? Yeah,
no, no, Allison. Thank you, Will. Allison,
is this not my interview?
Nope. I'm sorry. In fact, you can go up, move your microphone, just the whole arm of it, just all the way to the right. There it is. So Allison, you're in boarding school.
Yes.
Yeah, but was that before the Royal or after the Royal?
That was way before. That was
high school, dude.
That was high school, man.
I can't keep track. I don't know.
I graduated high school in, I mean, whatever, 77.
Where was boarding school? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Ohio, but I went to boarding school in Lakeville, Connecticut.
Oh.
Was that fun?
Wait, what school was that?
Hotchkiss.
Oh, you went to Hotchkiss?
I did.
Sure.
Huh.
That's where my...
Which eventually became like a school for a lot of like problem kids.
It's
it? I went to non-Hodgkins.
Sean?
Thanks. Sean,
save it for hypochondriactor, okay?
Sean,
no one here
that
understands that joke. It was very high level, but well above my intelligence.
No, Allison, I knew a couple kids who'd gone to Hodgkiss, and like this is in the 80s, and my impression was that they'd each been kicked out of other, like one had been kicked out of Choate and the other one, you know what I mean? It was kind of like that.
Really?
Yeah. But
I don't know.
Allison, I would imagine that you get sent so many tasty, tasty things. How do you decide?
Ugh. Don't be so gross the way you describe
well,
shit.
Well,
it's very Hollywood. So tasty, tasty.
Well, but how would you describe the characters that she plays?
Fantastic.
Scrumptious? Just delightful. Just delightful characters.
Just anything that doesn't, we don't have to picture you licking your fingers, dude.
How would you decide, here we go, I'm gonna really mash this metaphor out. How do you decide what you want to eat? You know,
oh God.
Which tasty morsel you want.
Like if I had chicken last night, I'm going to want something different tonight.
I got you.
Sure. If I want, you know, like I just did, okay, so I finished Mom. And yeah. then what I did was I went to do this movie Lou
yes.
in Vancouver, where I play, it's a pretty different kind of role for me. And I don't want to give away, although the trailer does have some pretty, I had to, let's just say I had to learn some hand-to-hand combat.
Okay,
skills.
So that's what I want to ask about, because I just saw it. It's fucking fantastic. And
language.
You saw, like, the, you saw the movie?
I saw the movie. It was fantastic. Yes. And you, it's a role that I've never seen you do anything like this before.
What does
and
that I mean? Think it's,
what's that?
What does that mean, the role that
because
you've
it's
never...
kind of like a tough, like it's the female Liam Neeson, I like to think.
Oh. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you're kicking ass.
But guys, she's kicking ass like crazy.
Really?
And I read somewhere that you trained with like Charlize Theron and Halle Berry's guy.
Theron.
You know that, like, yeah. right? And,
Daniel Bernhardt.
I don't want to give away the ending, and I won't.
Yeah.
And but the last scene, one of the last scenes,
the
you're
butler
on a
did
beach.
It.
What? And one of the last scenes, you're on a beach, and you're kicking the shit out of this guy. And I'm going, wait, that has to be Allison. It can't be the stunt person. Yeah. And he buries your face into the fucking sand and kicks the shit out of you. And you kick the shit out of him. I'm like,
oh yeah,
what?
I don't need to see.
Oh
it
yeah,
now.
I've got a lot of anger. I'm sitting on a lot of anger under here. I'm so physically violent as.
You must have hurt yourself just
yeah,
a little
did
bit.
You?
I did. I definitely had some bruises. This was something, you know, it's one of those things. You guys have been talk about this when you see a script and you see. It's nighttime, a storm you know, is approaching, and I'm like, I'm out. But I did it this time, and this was all, this whole movie takes place during this massive storm that hits the Lopez Islands. I mean, the San Juan
I
Islands.
I thought of that, too, when I was watching. I was like, it's raining in every scene.
Yeah, every single. And wind machines. So in every scene, I'm like going, you know, screaming my lines. So I ended up having to loop a lot of them after the fact because I sounded to sound kind of cooler, to have my voice register down.
Yeah.
You know, hey, where are you going, you know, to be? But instead of going, hey, where?
So the nightmare continued. You're shooting nights, you got rain, and then you had to ADR the whole thing.
And had to ADR a lot of it. And we also shot it during one of the worst heat waves in Canada, Will. I don't know. You know,
last time it was terrible.
It was, and nobody in Vancouver has air conditioning.
No.
It's like, you don't need it, but it was pretty brutal.
It was brutal. But, it was brutal on the wildlife in Vancouver.
Yeah,
Vancouver
it
Islands.
Was sad. But I worked with Journey Smollett, who was so game and great and so fun to act with. And I couldn't have done it with someone who would have been, you know, oh, it's so wet and muddy. I can't, you know, she was totally, let's get in the mud together. And so that was fun to do, like a total left turn for me. And I've
it was
always
really
wanted
amazing.
To do that. And now I'm this lady and, you know, it's fun to keep shaking it up and playing.
So if somebody wants to grab you, just make sure you check out what she did right before and offer you the opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah? Got it. Yeah, but really, I was so impressed. It's such a good movie. And I was like, wow, look at you go.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I'd just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity, that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid. Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. I'm Misha Brown, and I'm the host of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop. Every week, guests join me to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time. Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? They never imagined somebody might actually try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
And now, back to the show.
What were you doing with Mark Menchaca, my other favorite person in the world? Down in Australia, maybe, were you guys?
No, I was in Thailand.
Yes.
Mark Menchaca is so, I just love him so much. My God.
For listener, if you watch Ozark, he played Russ Langmore, the redheaded guy with the beard. Julia Garner's uncle? Yes, I think.
Yeah.
God, I should know that.
Extraordinary. I went to do this movie called True Love with John David Washington, who is just the most extraordinary.
I'm a big fan of him.
Lovely, talented, generous, kind man, and Menchaca was on it. We kind of were a duo, the two of us. And
you didn't go out at night at all with Mark, did you?
Oh no, he hates to have Negronis.
Yeah, hates going out after work.
We had Thailand.
We went How to was Thailand. That?
It was also very a very hot location, and we traveled all around to Chiang Mai and Pattaya. I think the sex capital of the world. A little strange.
I think it is. Like, and then why are your fingers crossed?
Yeah.
Why are you crossing? Jesus,
that sounds great. I'd love to work in Thailand for a while.
The people there were so lovely and friendly, but it too was incredibly hot.
What I want to know too, I'm going to go back to the early part of your career and say and ask you, what are some of the like earliest things that you watched as a kid and were like, oh man, I want to do that, you know, that you remember?
Carol, and Carol Burnett is on this show I'm doing on this Palm Beach.
No way!
Oh really?
Show. Carol Burnett. And I am now Wordle friends with her. I'm so excited. We do Wordle every day, and we.
Oh, that's great.
How is Will Arnett's got real strong Wordle skills? What are your Wordle skills like?
I've tried to do Quartle and I can't do it. I can only do Wordle and I'm not very good at it. I think I've gotten mostly in the 5 out of 6.
Yeah. Will won't even talk to you now. Watch, he's going to close.
Let me just say this, because we've talked about it a few times on the podcast. I'm on a chain with a couple other people that Jason had to jump ship on, because I get it. He tail between his legs. we do Octortle, which is 8 boards. Octortle, Quartle, Wordle, and then we do the score of all 3 combined. We do it every day. We've been doing it for almost 8 months now. Every single morning, And today I had a
Here it comes.
77.
This is why I've quit. Go ahead, start.
Good God, it sounds exhausting.
Which is really.
Tell us all how you could have got a 75 or a 74 had I just done blah, 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 blah. That's why I quit, guy. Just so you, now everyone's going to hear it. I mean, this fucking guy. Oh, here's my score. Now, had I done X, Y, and Z,
too much pressure.
Today, I could have. I had such a 50-50 on Quirtle, and I could have. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I could have had a
74. How long does it take you to do in the morning? How much time do you spend on it before you start your day?
About 10 minutes to do all three.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it takes me forever to just do Wordle.
I do, too. It takes me all day. I look at it in the morning, then I go away from it.
What takes longer is reading Will's excuses why his score wasn't even lower. That's what'll really,
Scotty,
time suck.
Scotty knocked it out of the park the other day. His first guess was craze, and then twice, and the word was twice.
That's
just good guessing.
Good guessing.
Isn't that amazing?
What's your first word, Will?
I can't tell you.
He can't tell you that.
Come on.
I can't do it.
No, you should go with. I did vowels for a while. I think it's all about consonants.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try that tomorrow. I'll let you know
twist.
How that turns out.
Twist is a good one.
Twist.
It's not good.
It's not because you use a T twice.
Wait, you watched Carol Burnett growing up, and that inspired you to want to do that? Or, like, what made you really
want to
be
an actor? Well, I wanted to have my own Carol Burnett show when I was watching, that was my dream. I just thought, that's what I want to do. I want to
be. Did you tell Carol Burnett what she means to you?
Yeah. I had dinner with her the other night, and I told her how much I loved her, and
Is that the first time you met her?
No, I've met her before, but I've never worked with her like this and gone out to dinner with her. And I had to do a scene with her in this where I guess I can't give it away.
Don't give it away. No, I'm serious.
Leave that to Sean.
Yeah,
he'll walk you through the whole
plot. I
won't
give it away. But I had to do a scene with her where she doesn't say anything and I am the one who talks the whole time. So it was, she literally says nothing. So it was.
Where did you guys go for dinner?
We went to the Palm.
You did? I love the Palm.
We went to the Palm, and we all had, and Carol, oh my God, it's so great. She has a specific drink she likes to have, and she has these cards printed up with a picture of her, pulling her ear and her drink, the recipe for her drink, and she gives it. I hope she's not mad that I'm telling it this. Yeah.
Well, she's not listening.
Mad?
I guarantee
she's
not listening. No.
And she gives it to the waiter, and so I got a copy of it. So
that's pretty awesome.
So whatever drink she wants, she just hands it to the waiter.
It's the same drink always.
Hands the card.
So wherever she goes, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's very specific. Great. It's like a Cosmo, but what she likes it bubblegum pink colored with a little bit of Cointreau, and it has all these exact amounts and everything. It's kind of
You know what's great about that? If you know what you like.
Yeah.
You just ask for it. This is what I like.
I bet she's got her her cartoon up there on the wall, right? Her little what do you call it?
They don't have them anymore. Palm
changed owners.
And it changed owners too.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Martin used to have cards that said if somebody came up to him, he just would stop them and hand them a card and say, "This is proof you've met me." Instead of a picture.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he wouldn't have to take a picture or sign anything. He just hands them a card.
Oh, my God. I want to have those made up.
That's pretty good.
And he would leave the house with just a bunch of those cards.
I had one of those, drawings on the wall at the Old Palm on Santa Monica. And Mitch Hurwitz and I went, we used to go there so much. We knew the old maitre d'. And we said, this guy, Cedric, and we said, what we want is, because we'd seen one from like the 70s that was buried in the back. We were like, we want a version of what we saw. We want our heads, but on babies' bodies that are wearing diapers, and then they're sitting on a cloud. And he said, great, where do you want it? We said, we want it right by the front door. And he put it right there.
Come on.
And anyway, so when they demolished the old one, that is a while ago now that they demolished that. They sent it to me. The Palm sent it to me, and I've got it in my office.
A piece of wall?
Yeah, a piece of wall from the Old Palm with that thing on it.
I wonder if the New York one's gone, too, because I was up there because I did 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton, and we got ours up on the wall there at the Palm, but I guess that's gone, too, now, but no one sent that to me.
That was such a good show, and you were so good in it. I loved
that. Dolly was in the stage version of 9 to 5?
She was a collaborator on that version that I did with Stephanie Block and Megan Hilty back in 2010.
Oh, I didn't know you were in 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
Wonderful. Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
Oh, God.
What, that joke coming? Yeah, I know.
Did you guys read about that huge storm that's heading our way?
Wait,
no.
In LA?
Well, no, they didn't say it's heading our way. They said that it's
Yes, they did.
There's a potential for it.
Oh, right. You're talking about the big mother storm like that's going to rain for months and months.
Huge. Like,
there's also supposed to be an earthquake that's the big, big one. Not just the big
really?
One. The big, big one.
When is that supposed to happen?
That's, we're overdue.
It's posted.
Wait, Allison, you're talking about that article that was like in the LA Times or the Times the other day.
It was in the New York Times.
New York Times.
And it was about massive, massive rain coming our way, like, you know, 6 inches a minute
when?
Or something. It was
something
crazy.
But hang on. It's not, that's misleading. It's not heading our way. They said it could. That is something that is
possible
potential.
Within the next like 20 years, right?
Yes, yeah. I read that.
You made
it
seem like
too.
It's coming. That we got to look out by Thursday. don't bother washing your car. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't mean to do that. I am a little bit of an alarmist. I guess
am
it
too.
Just scares me.
Where, Allison? Where would you go if California was no longer inhabitable? Where would you live?
I'll tell you what. I'd get my niece Petra and her boyfriend. They both fly planes. They have their pilot's licenses, and they. I wanted to mention my niece's Amelia Air Pet Rescue. She flies pets from rural areas to urban areas.
You're saying Petra flies pets?
Petra flies pets for Amelia Air Rescue. But they fly planes, so I'd get in the plane with them and we take off and go.
We can cut that plug, by the way.
It needs to be paid for, Allison. Nice
Amelia
try.
Amelia Air Rescue. Yeah. Amelia
if
Air.
I was on that plane, I'd be petrified.
Oh, my God. Very
well,
funny.
But where would you ask them to fly it to? Where would you like to live if it wasn't Los Angeles? New York?
Maybe upstate New York.
Sure.
And, you know, I like upstate New York very much. I love Burlington, Vermont area, Lake Champlain.
Way upstate.
Yeah, way upstate.
Like Adirondacks type stuff?
But more on the Vermont, like Grand Isle, in the Lake Champlain area. I like Burlington,
sure.
Vermont. I think that's gorgeous. Also, the Lake George area is fucking stunning.
I watch This Old House every Sunday still, they just had Saratoga Springs on. I thought that was
beautiful.
Real pretty.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. Lake George is a little bit south of the Adirondack. I mean, it's right there, and then you go up north, and you get to Plattsburgh, which is
it's
at the
right
top
there.
Of New York
yes,
State.
And then you can take the ferry across from Prattsburgh to Vermont. And,
that's right.
Is that right?
That's my country. Yeah. That's Canada. but Allison, we kind of joked about like what you do in your days off, and like what you. I know we got to let you go, but I want to. What is it that you do? Like it's Friday. You're not working. You're not working till middle of next week. It's Friday. What are you like? All right, I'm gonna. This is my plan for the next couple of days, other than just getting on the couch and watching a TV show.
Well, I'll tell you, I do. I have watercolors. I like to put a little, what do you call it? A still life together and do watercolors. I have knitting I like to do.
I
also have a full gym. I have a trainer I love who comes over and we work out together. I did just adopt a new puppy, so I have 4 dogs now, that's taking up most of my life is training this new puppy that I got.
So you're a homebody. You love being at home.
I kind of feel like I didn't think I was. I thought I used to like to go out all the time, but now I just hang out at home. I'm really I hang out at home with the dogs and I'm happy.
That's what I love too.
But I want to be invited to things, but no one ever invites me. And
come
I just
invite
don't.
Cozy
we'll
at our place.
Yeah.
Will you guys invite me?
Will bring his cards and Sean will bring some chin chin.
Yeah.
I would love that. I never get invited anywhere. So let's do some tarot card readings.
We're going to do some tarot-ing. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's do.
And then... my mom does a lot of knitting. She does a lot of
that's exciting.
A lot. Yeah,
I've got
really...
needlepoint things. I'm
starting. Needlepoint. Forget me. Yeah, I know all about it. My mom has bored us, our whole family, for years about it, and we have to do. Yep, amazing.
I have a feeling I'd get really.
She does
into
great
that.
Thing. I will say she's listening. Yeah. My mom listens, so she loves it. But and she's great at it.
I have
it.
A
she's
feeling
amazing.
That needlepoint is something I'd actually fall in love with too.
I think so too. Like the monotony of the kind of
and then it's
the monotony of the story about it.
The knitting though is the thing that saved me through many family holidays when things were stressful. And you sit there with knitting, and you could be in a room it's the most calming thing to do.
And then those needles are handy in case one of those family members starts to really run their mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alice and Janney, we love you. You have to go back to work. You're in your trailer.
We could just
talk
to you forever. This is so...
Just let me tell you one fantasy I have when I listen to you, because I listen to your show all the time.
Okay, it's a family show. Just keep that
in mind. Cue the fantasy music.
But I have a fantasy of going on a road trip with the three of you. A road trip to anywhere. I would just be the best. I would just laugh at everything you say.
You should come on the road with us next year when we go back out on the road.
I want to be. If I could just, I'll do craft service or something. Or,
We're going to get your niece, we're going to get Petra and her boyfriend to fly the plane for us.
Yeah. Petra can fly us anywhere we want to go.
Fill the plane with petrol.
And, oh my God, you're so...
Everybody's
getting you. You guys are so quick.
Everybody's jumping in on the fun.
I'm
scared
of you.
We're having fun.
We're having fun.
I'm petrified.
You, Allison, now she's in.
Oh. Everybody's in.
All right. We love you, honey. We took up too much of your time.
We love you crazy.
I have to go back to my funeral now. I'm so happy, and now I got to go cry. But
tell Wig. Are you going to see Wig?
Go tell Wig you were better than she was.
You know, it's her birthday today, not that...
it's her birthday.
Oh, tell her we say happy birthday.
Say, guess what? I got a birthday present for you. The guys say...
It was the best.
I was better than you.
No, just say...
Yeah, that you were the best.
The best episode. But play it off. Just and say, how was it? And just go, I don't want to say anything.
And then say, let me finish of today.
There you go.
And she'll go,
No, I would do it for real. Just go, how was it? Just go, yeah, it was, I don't know. And just be like, so really, really lure her in. So okay. She's like, just go, I feel kind of bad because they said it was the best that they ever had. And then just, that's the hammer, you know?
I'm totally doing that. I'm going to nail it too. I'm going to reel her in and
of course you are, because you're an absolute killer. You're a
killer.
On her
birthday.
You're
a killer, especially in the hat.
God, you're a killer.
We love you.
I love you guys. I will say happy birthday.
We love you. You're a mega talent. It's so great to see you.
I love you guys.
Love you, sweetie.
All right. We love you. Bye, Allison.
Bye. Love you guys. I'm just going to click out. I'm going to leave.
Sure. Yes. Or slam it.
Or slam the laptop.
I'm going to leave. Leave.
Have either one of you fellas worked with that incredible lady?
No.
Yes. Many times. Yeah.
You have?
Best. Yeah. She's been a friend for a long time. Like, if you want her to do... You know, she's always there for you. If you have like this great part and you see her in it and you're just like, I wrote this for you or I have this for you in mind. She'd be like, yeah, definitely. You know, she's always kind of there and she's great. She's a good, good friend.
She's, again, one of those people who is, no matter what the thing is.
That's right.
She's
always
great.
Yeah.
Never sucks.
There's only
never,
a few of those
ever.
Actors. Yeah.
Yeah.
That they... always hit it. No
I call
matter
it the John Goodman syndrome.
Yeah, John Goodman's that way.
No
too,
matter
yeah.
what John Goodman's in, he's always amazing. And then there are a few people, and now she's in there. Let's create a little file.
Yeah, Allison was great though, and I love that we all kind of know her. I know Will, you don't know her as well, but
I don't really, but I feel like I know her.
Yeah, she's just the best. There's a reason why she works all the time. It's because she's the coolest. She's just really
she's
down to earth
cool.
and cool. Yeah.
What do you guys got the rest of the day?
I'm going to go eat something. I had two boxes.
Wow, hang on a second.
Wait,
fucking
what?
Stop the presses.
Really? Can we guess what it is?
Oh,
yeah. But did you hear me?
It's dinner time. It's almost
dinner time.
It's
5:42.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
here in
Jason,
L.A.
Jason, you go first. Jason, you go first.
Starving.
He's going to make homemade pizzas on French bread loaf. He's just going to take some pasta sauce and pour it on top. And he's going to grate the cheese himself to make it seem like he's really doing something. And he's going to put it in a toaster oven.
Like I'm really creating something.
Uh-huh. And while he's waiting for it, he's going to have 4 bites of ice cream.
Oh, my God. That's so
Sean, is that close to what you're having?
It's kind of close.
Don't say it yet. Don't say it yet.
Okay.
Now you're saying it's kind of close. You have leftover pasta from a restaurant you went to. And you're going to reheat it, or you're going to go pick up from a pasta restaurant. You're going to pick up Italian food.
That's exactly right.
Is it Mariano's or whatever?
Marino's.
Marino's?
Yeah. Best,
is it?
Best Italian restaurant. Yeah.
Is there going to be garlic bread involved with this?
Absolutely. But last night I had, did I tell you? I'm not making this up. I had 2 boxes of mac and cheese.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Kraft mac and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. Was it extra cheese?
No, just the regular.
Just the regular.
Okay. We were talking about eating. Boxes. You know, we had that debate a while ago. You can go ahead. You know, in Canada, we call it Kraft. It's called Kraft dinner. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Forever, it's called. And the Kraft macaroni and cheese is branded as Kraft dinner. So,
right. And the thing I don't understand is growing up, they're like, feeds a family of 4. And I'm like, it feeds, I need two boxes of it.
It feeds a family of four supermodels. Hey, do you, do you remember we had the debate about the Chex Mix and the Bugles?
Yes.
And Jason, do you remember that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. That's not you surprising. Who we are? God, look at that vacant look on his face. It's unreal.
Was it, that was, must have been a year or
it's
so.
It's just
though.
Like a, we can get one of those motel signs. It just says vacant. So we had a debate about Bugles, and it turns out Chex Mix and Bugles are made in the same factory. And we
had
a thing, and then they sent us all.
What?
The Bugles, I will say, win. The Bugles are incredible. I can't get enough of those Bugles.
I love
the
Bugles.
Regular and the ranch flavored ones.
They're all good.
You're about to get a box.
So I just want to say to all the people of America and Canada, I guess, and wherever Bugles are available, go grab them because they are fantastic.
Okay. What if Bugles were spelled instead of B-U-G, they were spelled B-I-G?
Oh, here it comes.
You mean Bugles? Oh, my God. Oh, it's so lazy, but we'll allow it.
Smart. Less. Smart. Less.
Smartless is 100% organic and artisanally handcrafted by Rob Armjarv, Bennett Barbaco, and Michael Grant Terry.
Smartless.
If you like Smartless, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.